请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
I am in a small town.
我在一个小镇里。
I want to find a bakery.
我想找一家面包店。
Where is the bakery?
面包店在哪里？
I ask a man.
我问一个男人。
Excuse me, where is the bakery?
对不起，面包店在哪里？
The man smiles.
那个男人微笑。
He says, it is near.
他说，他在附近。
I walk to the bakery.
我走向面包店。
It is a nice place.
这是一个很好的地方。
I smell bread.
我闻到面包的香味。
It is fresh.
它是新鲜的。
I want some cookies.
我想要一些饼干。
The baker is happy.
面包师傅很快乐。
I buy cookies.
我买曲奇饼。
I thank the baker.
我感谢面包师。
I go home happy.
我开心地回家。
A group of friends decided to train for a marathon.
一群朋友决定为马拉松训练。
They wanted to stay fit and healthy.
他们想保持健康和健美。
Every morning, they met at the park.
每天早上，他们在公园见面。
They warmed up with some jumping jacks.
他们通过一些跳跃的动作热身。
After that, they started running.
之后，他们开始跑步。
The friends ran together toward the finish line.
朋友们一起朝终点线跑去。
They encouraged each other during the run.
他们在跑步期间相互鼓励。
As the race went on, they felt stronger.
随着比赛的进行，他们感到更强壮。
Finally, they crossed the finish line and celebrated.
最后，他们越过了终点线并庆祝。
They were proud of their achievement together.
他们为自己的成就感到骄傲。
In a small village nestled among the mountains, language wove the tapestry of daily life.
在一个小村庄，藏在山间，语言编织了日常生活的挂毯。
Each word carried the weight of history, echoing the stories of ancestors long gone.
每个词都承载着历史的重量，回响着早已逝去的祖先的故事。
Children played a significant role in keeping these traditions alive, translating them through generations.
孩子们在保持这些传统的活力方面发挥了重要作用，通过世代传承这些传统。
It was not merely the words they spoke, but the nuances and inflections that shaped their identity.
这不仅是他们所说的话，而是塑造他们身份的细微差别和语调。
Language was a living entity, constantly evolving and adapting to the needs of its speakers.
语言是一个活着的实体，不断进化并适应其说话者的需要。
With every generation, new words emerged, enriching the lexicon of their community.
随着每一代的到来，新词语不断涌现，丰富了他们社区的词汇。
These words were not just communication tools, they were markers of identity and heritage.
这些词不仅仅是沟通工具，他们是身份和遗产的标志。
Amidst the whispers of the elders, the significance of every syllable resonated deeply in the hearts of the youth.
在长者的低语中，每个音节的意义在年轻人的心中深深回响。
Thus, language was both a vessel of tradition and a bridge to the future, connecting the past with the present.
因此，语言既是传统的载体，也是通往未来的桥梁。
In an era characterized by rapid technological advancement, the ethical implications of artificial intelligence have emerged as a pivotal concern.
在一个以快速技术进步为特征的时代，人工智能的伦理含义作为一个重要关注点显现出来。
As machines become increasingly autonomous, questions regarding accountability and decision-making arise.
当机器变得越来越自主时，关于责任和决策的问题出现了。
Who is responsible when algorithms dictate outcomes that profoundly affect human lives?
当算法决定结果时，谁负责？
The potential for bias within these systems necessitates a rigorous examination of their frameworks.
这些系统内的偏见潜力使其框架的严格审查成为必要。
Thus, ethical AI requires collaboration across various disciplines, incorporating perspectives from ethicists, engineers, and sociologists alike.
因此，道德 AI 需要在各个学科之间进行合作，吸收伦理学家、工程师和社会学家的观点。
Failure to address such complexities may result in dangerous repercussions for society.
不解决这些复杂性，可能会对社会造成危险的后果。
As we navigate this intricate landscape, vigilance becomes paramount in guiding our ethical frameworks.
当我们驾驭这个复杂的景观时，警觉性在引导我们的伦理框架方面变得至关重要。
In conclusion, the future of AI hinges on our capacity to merge technological progress with ethical responsibility.
总之，人工智能的未来取决于我们将技术进步与伦理责任结合的能力。
In Miami, a dog went missing.
在迈阿密，一只狗失踪了。
The dog's name was Max.
狗的名字是马克思。
Max was a small brown dog.
马克思是一只小棕色的狗。
His owner, Lucy, loved him very much.
他的主人露西非常爱他。
One day, Lucy took Max to the park.
有一天，露西带着马克思去了公园。
Max saw many other dogs at the park.
马克思在公园里看到了许多其他狗。
He played and ran with them.
他和他们一起玩耍和跑步。
Lucy was very happy.
露西非常幸福。
Suddenly, Max ran away.
突然马克思跑了。
Lucy called his name loudly.
露西大声叫出了他的名字。
People around the park looked at her.
公园周围的人看着他。
Max came back after some time.
马克思在一段时间后回来了。
Lucy hugged Max tightly.
露西紧紧地拥抱了马克思。
She was very relieved.
她感到非常宽慰。
The Miami mystery ended happily.
迈阿密的谜团幸福地结束了。
In a small town, two children named Sarah and James played together every day.
在一个小镇上，两个名叫莎拉和詹姆斯的孩子一起每天玩耍。
They enjoyed adventures in the nearby forest, a place full of wonders.
他们在附近的森林里享受冒险，一个充满奇迹的地方。
As years went by, their friendship deepened despite the challenges of growing up.
随着岁月流逝，他们的友谊在成长的挑战中更加深厚。
They shared secrets, laughter, and dreams, which bonded them even more.
他们分享了秘密、笑声和梦想，这使他们更加紧密地团结在一起。
However, as they entered high school, new friends started to emerge.
然而，当他们进入高中时，新朋友开始出现。
This change made Sarah feel left out at times, which saddened her.
这个变化让莎拉在某些时候感到被抛弃，使她感到难过。
James, however, was supportive and often reminded her of their strong bond.
詹姆斯，然而，支持并且经常提醒她他们之间强大的纽带。
Eventually, they graduated and went to different colleges, but their friendship remained strong.
最终，他们毕业了，去了不同的大学，但他们的友谊依然坚固。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。